Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, you've had some experiences exploring your spiritual side and can think about it deeply. I have certain observations about spirituality, spiritual practices, God, men, and women. I have studied spirituality and have practiced yoga, meditation, dream work, and am familiar with exploring consciousness. I have observed that these practices and teachings enhance femininity in women, but thwart masculinity in men. Somehow the effects they have are on detachment, disregard for material elements, etc. In a way, an attractive and respectable man is supposed to be territorial, wanting to possess and exert dominance, and leave a legacy. But in exploring consciousness, all that seems to be awkward and violent, antithetical to balance energy. But if one were to engage in meditation or energy practice, the results would be a friend-zone nice guy, with high morals that can be used. Also, spiritual practices seem to accentuate the moral compassion in men, including behavior with wives and girlfriends. But women can fix in their head the concepts of right and wrong based on convenience or mood. And a husband who was so good one day can become a horrible abuser if she finds a tyrone the next day. I also have noticed many examples of divine interventions that save men from accidents, poverty, slavery, danger, etc. But there's never a divine help to protect a man from a manipulative, crazy that will nag forever, divorce, grape him, and leave him in poverty. Is God gynocentric? Is the concept of God, of consciousness, of spirits, molded in such a way to keep men simps and in the service of society and to women? Are masculine values not really natural, but just designed to help keep men in a rational mindset, and hence disconnect with inner guidance and insight? What if the ideal red-pilled man is one who spins plates, makes women make sandwiches, drives nice cars, has good biceps, and is respected in society? I don't know about others, but it seems to be a very poor goal if you have ever experienced deeper understandings, inspirations. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Andrew Tate does all of those things and he's respected by society, but not the elites, because he's living the dream but also encouraging men to think for themselves. Masculine values are perfectly natural, they just have to be beaten out of us so we can be more easily put under control these days. If they weren't natural, then the elites would need to promote woke culture. All they would have to do is remove the masculine stuff like action movies and muscle cars, and watch as men would just naturally become weaker. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to most male psychics are gay clown world show. Not really, but it's rare to meet a man into spirituality these days. In my own journeys into the spirit realms in some ways, I became more masculine and not less. You learn discipline through daily prayers and meditations or yoga. For me, exploring the unseen reality around us is in thanks part to me being a very high person in trait openness, especially when I discovered that a light source of 3200 degrees Kelvin and an extreme emotional experience, either positively or negatively charged, generates the energy to access the future in precognitive dreaming. How exactly does that thwart masculinity? Society promotes that men are supposed to be stoic and not let anything get to them, or show any emotions. Having emotional experiences could crack the tough facade you're supposed to put up for everybody. In some cultures, they have shamans that are actually necessary for survival, especially in Eskimo country where the shaman is counseled before a long journey into the cold wilderness, at least back in the day. If there was a wrong turn, then the tribe was toast. Sure, that shaman probably isn't a masculine warrior type, but he would also be like a wizard in the World of Warcraft and other games. When I was 25, I took a psychic development course, and very few men took it with me. And the few I saw there were super spiritual simps or skeptics. Also, Think Before You Sleep was actually a yoga instructor before. Does that somehow invalidate his masculinity or observations about human nature? Now he's influencing millions of men. At one time, Christianity was enough to control everyone in medieval Europe. But once we ramped up industrialization, materialism began to control us instead. The traditional masculine man with a fast car, fit body, and trophy wife is controlled by the things that he owns, because he's always worried about losing them. Most men like that won't actually leave a legacy because they follow a template for life. It's the spiritual guys that leave a legacy because they inspire people in unexpected ways that are way ahead of their time. Nikola Tesla comes to mind because he was a poet in science, had precognitive visions, and his journey was a spiritual one as well as a scientific one. He could only have made that journey without worrying about his material existence and having a couch rat and kids. Mr. Anonymous, you're also right about women's morality changing on a whim, depending on her mood that day. Also that a spiritual man is more likely to be a moral man, and that lets him get taken advantage of by his fellow citizens and the state. What's wrong with being a moral person in a moral society? Isn't that the ideal? Unfortunately, morality and honor have been going downhill fast for the last 50 years or so. When I was a kid, you used to be able to walk into a grocery store and pay the cashier with a check, and the person behind the counter would take your word that you were good for the money. There was also a big trust horizon because most people were spiritual and went to church and trusted each other. They were also more masculine than today. So, Mr. Anonymous, your idea that spiritual faith makes you less masculine folds like a cheap suitcase. Masculine values are natural and needed in nature. We need them to build things and get things done. But in our modern world of convenience, in the land of the cucked, there is a surplus of masculinity. Masculinity is also dangerous because it has the revolutionary spirit. It refuses to submit. Of course, God and religion are molded to keep men in service to women and the state. But they're now gone, and now men are increasingly going into service for themselves. In the past, even when men weren't married, they used to become monks or priests and were used to indoctrinate the rest of the people for free, after taking a vow of poverty. The elites fear the free men out there, especially if they mistreat them in immoral ways. If you're being oppressed, then your masculinity has to be taken away from you so you don't rebel. In ancient times in Greece, male slaves were not allowed to exercise, in case they would grow strong and overthrow their masters. Pumping soy and puberty blockers in the water today is all part of that, as well as making us fat, which also lowers our testosterone, or marriage and relationships too. In the past, religion was enough to control masculine men because, for the most part, the West was a moral place. Sure, corruption always existed, but so did masculine men in order to provide the goods we need. But today, masculinity is not in as much demand, and the old control mechanisms of religion are gone. So new methods need to be created to control the male herd. That was the best they had at the time to keep people honest, while the rulers could still be dishonest as long as they basically hid their behavior and kept it under wraps. But today religion is gone, and so are most of the moral men out there. Men know for the most part that their rulers are corrupt, so we compete with them and look for any and all corrupt competitive advantage for ourselves. The internet has given us the ability to socialize and learn as much or more than the elites. So we're nipping at their gold-plated heels, so the only way to stop masculine competition is to neuter us with regards to calling masculinity evil and making it socially unacceptable. So far, that isn't working completely. The thing to also remember is that it's the masculine men that matter the most. Without them, everything crumbles. But now the masculine men threaten to dethrone the elites. So this is a very precarious position that we find ourselves in. They would love it if more men were moral, but that's not going to happen as socioeconomic conditions continue to worsen. In some ways, guys like Hunter S. Thompson ruined the trust horizon for everybody, because he would trash hotel rooms and rental cars. In the past, he could also be more honest with women because she couldn't just divorce you on a whim, and was stuck with you for life, so she had to work with you instead of against you. Plus, she was expected to be feminine, and you were expected to be masculine. I would argue that going to church was one of the few ways that men are allowed to become emotional in the past, that it was an outlet for male angst. Today it's video games and fapping off material for the most part. But when you go to church, you increase your so-called spiritual resonance frequency, which can be quite euphoric as an experience. You can also live your life in super masculine mode and unfeeling, but if you combine masculine energy with strong emotions, then you can set the world on fire. You can give the world new art, literature, philosophy, invention, and ideas. The internet has taken masculine men that are also spiritual and sensitive and given us unlimited information. That's why the internet platforms are being censored and why Google is hiding most of the web from its search results. The financial wizardry from the elites lately has also been kind of crazy. Interest rate policies with rising rates are forcing many of us to sell our assets to them, the elites, on the cheap, so we can merely survive. I ain't selling anything and will be buying more as the prices continue to go down. Plus, I'm also hedged. Plus, look at groups like Wall Street Bets bankrupting hedge funds. We have more power than we know about, and more of us are finding it and using it. And the elites can't have it. I agree with the morality of Wall Street Bets. They're manipulating the market the way that the elites have forever. The last thing I want to bring up in this video is the idea of karma. Good karma doesn't mean good luck in personal and financial affairs. It means spiritual development, which can sometimes seem unlucky on the surface, but any spiritual breakthrough you have usually involves some level of pain and suffering. It's also not my experience that women want to be more so-called spiritual. When I have paranormal and spiritual experiences that are intense while in relationships and share dreams that come true with women, they often start to freak out. Or when weird things start happening, like UFO sightings, for example, they get really, really scared. They can't handle things like that even though they're obsessed with knowing the future and make up the bulk of clients for psychics and tarot card readers. They like the idea of psychics and spirituality. But when faced with a life-altering moment, they often run away from it instead of embracing it. I don't think it makes them more feminine unless you call cowering in fear feminine. Mr. Anonymous, you also mentioned that some sort of divine will saves your life, but there's no divine will there to protect you if you fall into a relationship. Of course there isn't. It's your own free will to enter that trap. Learning about the dangers of female nature is all about spiritual growth. In fact, I experienced something called a love bite to get me initially involved with women. So maybe God or the universe wants me involved with them. Also, what passes for male these days is really sad. You just look at a guy and see a weak lamb. But calling him that is an insult to lambs. Women, on the other hand, increasingly have the facial expression of a constipated hyena. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the elites want to smash your mind, which amounts to spiritual crime. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Meek.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that pretend to be psychics and look like Cain from Command and Conquer away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.